from KQED.
Let's go now to Los Angeles, where six of the top candidates to replace Governor Jerry Brown next year battled it out on stage at UCLA for over an hour at a gubernatorial forum. The event focused on Latino issues, and much of the night's attention turned to immigration reform. Here's KPCC's Mary Plummer.
It was an aggressive and at times vicious debate with Democratic frontrunners Antonio Villaraigosa, former mayor of Los Angeles, and Gavin Newsom, lieutenant governor and former mayor of San Francisco, frequently attacking each other on everything from health care to their business earnings. One of the flashpoints came when Univision moderator Jorge Ramos brought two attendees forward on stage, possibly dreamers, it wasn't clear, and pressed State Assemblyman Travis Allen on his immigration views. The crowd egged him on, chanting yes or no. Allen, one of two Republicans on stage, responded mentioning the two young people by name. He suggested a solution is near for immigrants brought here illegally as children.
Eric and Marcel, what I would tell you is your president of the United States, the duly elected president, is working on a deal right now.
Allen went on to say deporting them was not the job of the governor of the state of California. The debate was presented in English and Spanish by Univision and the Latino Community Foundation. There are about 15 million Latinos in California, and nearly half are eligible to vote. For the California Report, I'm Mary Plummer in Los Angeles.